Lindor hits it sharply. It might be two, but it's booted by Turner, and the throw is wide, and off the bag is Stott.
Well, Trey Turner sucks.
Well, I can't disagree. Welcome on in. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, a ton to get into today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. How's everybody doing today?
Well, I mean, I'd be better if the Phillies weren't swept out of Citi Field yesterday, Hugh.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. It started off so great, though.
2-0 in the first inning.
Yeah. Started off great. A little bit of an error. And then I guess the Mets woke up, which is unfortunate for us.
Yeah, and they seem to wake up against the Phillies all the time. 215-592-9494 for a big show today. We'll get into the Nick Nurse press conference yesterday, which really, I think there's a lot of big takeaways from that. I was mostly very impressed with Nick Nurse. We'll get to that. Hugh went out to Eagles practice yesterday. We want to talk about that. We'll have some great guests, including John Heyman and, of course, Scott Franske to Franske Friday. But, Hugh, sometimes drastic times call for drastic measures. And sometimes you get to a point where you kind of see things clearly. And I'm there now. And, look, I don't have a magic wand. You can't really use magic here. But I'm going to pretend I did. And, Hugh, I've gotten to the point watching Trey Turner here as a Philly so far where I've watched him every game he's played here, and we know he's had a fantastic career before he put on the Phillies uniform. Fantastic. And there was a reason why he got $300 million. There was. I mean, it wasn't like, what, he got that kind of money. There was a reason. He played to that kind of level for the majority of his career with the Nationals and the Dodgers. But he has not been that as a Philly. And I'm watching a player here who's in his age 30 season, who we know, like the minute the contract was signed, you knew the back of that contract was going to kind of be ugly. So you're like, all right, let's hope we get 5 or 6 great years, and then you deal with the rest. Well, the first year's already bad. I mean, this is a bad year. Trey Turner's been a very poor performer. And, Hugh, I'm watching the Phillies right now. They have no pitching. They have very little depth on this baseball team. And they need to be carried by stars to make it work with the way they constructed their payroll. And Hugh, I thought about it yesterday. If I had a magic wand and I could undo this contract, I would do it. When the contract first happened, I didn't love it. Like, I was like, 11 years for a 30-year-old shortstop? This is going to end poorly. And I'm at the point now, after watching this guy for the first 2 months of the season, where if I had the ability, Hugh, I would undo the contract and I would have no Trey Turner on the Phillies, and it would give them the opportunity whenever and however they want to re-spend the $300 million elsewhere on different players as time goes on pitching. Hugh, I'm at the point where I wish the Phillies could undo the Trey Turner contract.
Now, I understand how you feel. I mean, and there's not a lot to go off of when you see his performance so far. But I'm not ready to give up on Trey Turner. I know that this has been a rough start for him. But when you look at most guys that come to new teams, they normally get off to a slow start. Mm-hmm. One guy that I parallel and I look at when I look at his performance is the performance of Dansby Swanson right now that plays for Chicago Cubs. He came from the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
Somewhat familiar with him. He was the second best shortstop that was out there that was available. And he was a guy that you knew that when Trey Turner was going to get paid, Trey Turner was number one, Dansby was number two, that he was going to mirror similar what Trey got with, as far as money was concerned. He's not off to a great start as well. He's not.
Well, none of the shortstops are. Correa got paid by the Twins. He's off to a really poor start. You're right, Hugh. Bogarts got paid by the Padres. He's maybe off to the best of the four of them. But none of them are off to super start. So that first-year thing is a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Happen. And then you think about – I look at it like this. If it wasn't for last year, if it wasn't for the Phillies going to the World Series, Bryce Harper was kind of trending in that same direction. Now he's playing better now. But he had a rough patch when he first got here to Philadelphia.
He did. His first 2 months were not very good. You're right about that. And, Hugh, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, just about 4 years ago, maybe we're off by a week or so, but just about 4 years ago, the previous Midday Show, right, mm-hmm. the guys that are on the morning, Joe and John, did it. You know, they had a conversation very similar to this about Bryce Harper. I remember listening that day, and the conversation was basically, if you could undo the Bryce Harper contract, would you do it? And they went back and forth, and the audience was involved. And, you know, wherever it landed, I think 3/4 or so of the people did not want to undo the contract. About a quarter did. But here's where I see the differences a little bit. 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper was 26 when he got here, right? Usually the prime for a baseball player is like age 26 to about 29 or 30. That's the best. And then some guys stay good for 3, 4, 5 more years and then decline hits. Some guys fall off pretty quickly, but you never know. But Bryce Harper was in his prime when he got here. Guys, this is Trey Turner. These are Trey Turner's OPS numbers the last 4 years. 982 in 2020. 911 in 2021. 809 last year. He's at 648 now. Hugh, I understand your point that it might be that the first year jinx. There also is a possibility, and boy, I hope this is not true, that he's on the down. Like, it's 4 years in a row he's gone down. Hugh, I think there's a chance the Phillies have signed a player whose best baseball is behind him.
You know, there's always a possibility of that, Joe, but I don't believe that's the case because in his career, his OPS has went up. He's kind of like Schwarber in the sense that his OPS goes up as the year goes on. And we just hit June, and we talked about it yesterday. June was hitting season. So this hopefully today is the day that we start to see these guys turn the corner. I'll say this yesterday. He had a nice little base hit, so there's a chance that things might be turning around for him.
Yeah, first inning he did, and he stole the base, right? And he got home on
the bad throw. Warming up a little bit.
Well, I hope so. But he also had a really egregious play in the field, and that's the other part of this. 215-592-9494. If you could, would you undo the Trey Turner contract? And I would. I mean, right now, if you told me, like, if you just said to me, Joe, you press a button and it goes away, the Trey Turner contract goes away. He's not a Philly, no penalty. And the Phillies get all that money back to spend on other players in the future, I would do it. The other part of this that I look at and I say, man, the future is murky. He has not played a good shortstop. I mean, he just hasn't. And usually –
cannot argue that.
Usually when players get into the 30s, they move off a shortstop, right? They can't handle it. Jimmy Rollins stayed there until he was like 35, 36.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Ripken.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that. Jimmy played there for a while.
Jimmy did. But for the – I'd say most shortstops, like mid-30s, they got to move. We asked him when we were in spring training. We said, like, do you think you could do this? And he said, yeah, I think I could play shortstop my whole tenure here, which was great to hear. But if he has to move off a shortstop one day, and that, I think that's very possible during the 11-year contract – he doesn't hit enough. Like, where's he going to go? Left field? Like, if he has to move off a shortstop, he's got to hit a lot to justify that, and he's not hitting at all right now.
You know what the funny thing about this is, Joe? I've seen the errors that he's made in the outfield, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's probably pressing a little bit. I mean, when you look at the numbers that he has this year compared to all the other years that he's played in the major leagues, this is by far his worst start.
Totally.
No question about it. And he's in a spot where he's probably unfamiliar with, uncomfortable with, and he's been here for a while, so he's still trying to figure out – he's still trying to navigate all of this. So with that being said, I would venture to say that he's out there pressing every night.
Well, I don't doubt that. 215-592-9494. Curious where everyone weighs in on this. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, would you? We've watched him here – for 55 games, and it's been bad. I mean, he has been right now, I would say, one of the 20 worst everyday players in baseball this year. And, guys, we have an 11-year contract for a 30-year-old that might be in decline. This thing, I know it's similar, and I know that midday in the past had a conversation about Bryce Harper's first year here. But Bryce Harper was better through his first 2 months than Trey Turner. And Bryce Harper is also in his prime. This guy's not – he may not be in his prime anymore. I mean, that's very, very possible. And the other part is, and I want to make it clear on this, it's not just about Trey Turner, because everything Hugh said is true. I mean, you're right, Hugh. I mean, he's better in June and July. He has a track record, pressing first year. Yes. But there also is the question of, like, couldn't they spend the money in better places?
Well,
like, their pitching staff.
That's what I was about to say, especially when you look at the way that this pitching is going right now. Taijuan Walker, he only gave you, what, 4 innings yesterday?
Yeah, and he looked like he was in pain the whole time. I was in pain watching it. He did not look good yesterday. Boy,
this is the way you say it, pain for me.
It was painful for everyone watching.
Why?
Like, I was cringing watching that guy pitch.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. I was at Eagles training camp, mm-hmm. so I was looking at it on my phone. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was. Well, their pitching staff right now is bad. Like, look, Trey Turner is supposed to be one of the biggest reasons why they're winning baseball games.
And has not been the case.
No, he has not been. He's. I would say, of all, you list all the reasons why the Phillies are where they are, Trey Turner being an anchor of this lineup, I don't mean it in a good way, anchoring it down is probably the biggest reason. 215-592-9494, if you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, no penalty, you're out. Today you get a get-out-of-jail-free card on this Friday morning on the Midday Show. It's one time only. You get to press the button, Trey Turner I don't know. He just disappears. He goes somewhere else, plays baseball somewhere else, and the Phillies get all the money back.
You go anywhere, but just not here.
Just not here. Just anywhere else. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? If you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, would you do it?
I can't use my get out of jail free card just yet, and I guess this is a weird weird way to equate it, but I don't know if I like jail enough yet. I mean, like, I'm only 2 months into a 10-year sentence. Like, you know, maybe jail's cool. No. But, like, look, Trey Turner is too much of a consistent player throughout his entire career for this to be the Trey Turner that we bought. I refuse to believe that. I understand the Bryce Harper thing. He was 26. Trey Turner's a little bit older. I do think Trey Turner is pressing. He's trying to do too much right now. So I'm just as frustrated as everybody else. But I do think he's going to work his way out of it. And I didn't do the math. I don't know what percentage of the way we are through the contract. But
3%, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
That's just my guess.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, 3% is extremely low. For anyone who would have cut bait with Bryce Harper in that brief time that, you know, when the old midday show offered that up, they would have regretted it. Nick Castellanos, he took a little bit of a year. Now, I hope it's not a year for Trey Turner. But if it is, that's still only one out of the 11 years of this contract. And yes, he's 30, but 30 years old for an MLB player is not out of your prime necessarily.
And you know what? I will say this. 30 now in this day and age is different than 30 10 to 15 years
ago. It's nothing.
It's different, man. Let's just be real.
I think you're right. I think it's part of why all these teams have given out these long deals. The teams think this too, right? When the Phillies signed Turner, they mentioned this, that like age is different.
Yes.
Their aging curve should be different.
Well,
but the truth is, look, I know one of these years was the pandemic year, so we're shorter. His OPS has dropped 4 years in a row. And like this year could rebound, but it looks like it's about to drop 4 years in a row. Perhaps his aging curve is the old way. Like maybe he's out of his prime.
Well, because of his style of play being that, you know, he's a speed guy.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that is something that you could see decline a little bit. But I got news for everybody who's saying that the back half of this contract is going to be a little rough. We're looking at this Phillies team 5 years from now when Bryce Harper's 35, when Trey Turner's 35. There's going to be a lot of other reasons to be upset about the team, not beyond the Trey Turner contract at that point.
Yeah, it looked like it might be skewing more towards pitching.
Seriously, I mean, like, we're in a window right now, right? And the Trey Turner thing is rough for the stretch that we're in right now. It doesn't look like we're capitalizing on this window, but I still think if you're looking at just in that little pocket of the next 2 to 3 years, that having Trey Turner in this lineup at this point, because I think when we talked about it this morning, if you went back and were able to do it before the season and spent the money elsewhere, I think you would get a lot of different answers to this. But if you're talking about undoing it right now, I think your best course of moving forward here is still with Trey Turner.
Yeah, it might be. And I'm curious what everyone thinks on this. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, would you? And this is the last thing I'll say before we go to the phones. If free agency started today and we put all the players back that just signed their deals last offseason today into the free agent market, do we think Trey Turner would get 11 years, $300 million?
Yes.
I don't think so. I mean,
you're talking about for what he did. You're talking about
he's a free agent today.
With the numbers that he has right now.
Yeah, and including his track record, like just so everything.
Yes, I still do.
I you know what?
Because you're being mean.
I'm not. What I'm being is real, and what I'm being is
a little maybe really impatient a little bit, maybe just a little.
Well, think about it. If he starts a hot streak today,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like then all of a sudden this could look ridiculous in a week.
But see and here's the thing, Joe, and I understand where you're coming from because you want to get back to the show. You want to get back to the big dance. And right now, it doesn't look like that. And every day that this team goes out and performs the way that it does, it chips away at that dream just a little bit more.
Well,
so I definitely get where you're coming from, but I think that he still gives us the best chance to get to where we
want. Yeah, is it maybe a little bit of impatience? Yes, but this is one of the two biggest commitments the franchise has ever put out, ever, right? It's Bryce Harper and it's Trey Turner. It's the two biggest contracts the franchise has ever given out, and the beginning of this marriage is Rocky is putting it lightly. I mean,
it is. I know. I feel you.
I mean, I guess, to go to the analogy, Hugh. Yeah. I mean, am I considering divorce within 2 months of marriage with Trey Turner? Yes.
Over.
I mean, I'm drawing up the papers here.
It was all fun and WBC and everything, you know, swinging from chandeliers and all that. Now all of a sudden, it just went back to bland.
It's not planned. I mean, this is – I'm crying myself to sleep at night. 215-592-9494. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract, would you? The Phillies fall to 25-31 yesterday. This is not good right now. It is not good. Let's talk to David in Germantown. Hey, David.
David. Snorforce is back. Yeah, Snorforce.
You're back. You're awake with us today. That's good.
Man, don't play that clip. Delete that. Just take that off.
That's Kyle's department. That's Kyle's. That's above my pay grade. It's Kyle.
What are you laughing for?
I'm just laughing, man. I mean, nah. We've all been there, man.
Absolutely hate to see that.
You work hard, you sleep hard. Anyway, speaking of sleeping hard and working hard, they're not playing hard, man. Like these guys. We have the most overrated team, I think, in the league.
Well, right now, yes. I mean, they're the most disappointing team in baseball this year, for sure.
And I told you guys, I don't do this till after the All-Star break. I believe Turner's going to turn it around. I just need somebody to explain to me why he pulled. When were we playing the Mets? What was it, 1-0?
Yep.
And he went out and he pulled the pitcher. I'm like, bro, he pulled out Suarez. Man on first, man on second. This baseball thing is like a game of chess. But why would you pull a guy? Then you pull a guy, and the guy you put in, what does he do? Gives up another run. We have no pitching.
Well, they do. Their pitching staff, David, you're right. They have no pitching. And that's part of why. And, David, we appreciate the phone call. And I'm very glad David's awake with us today, unlike when he was with us last week. That was hilarious. And he said we shouldn't play anymore, but it's a great drop. But David's right. The pitching has not been good for this team. But that's part of it, too. Like, when you spend $300 million on a player, like, those players got to carry the weight of things. They have to carry you to wins. And Bryce Harper has done that in his career with the Phillies. He's been a very high-level performer, really, for almost from day one. He had a couple tough months. But, guys, go back and look. Bryce Harper's OPS those first two bad months, quote-unquote, was .820. You know, Trey Turner's is almost 200 points lower than that. I mean, if you're going to build a team with $300 million players, they got to hit a lot to make up for the lack of pitching you're going to spend on you. And right now, Turner's not hitting.
Yeah, but his career OPS, and this is June, is going to be in June is .837. So hopefully he starts to trend in the right direction right now, Joe.
Well, that would change things.
And then and it's another thing. This is the unfortunate position that, to me, Trey Turner's in. You were counting on a guy to be a pitcher that got hurt. And if you look at some of the games that we've been in, some of the close games, not the ones we've gotten blown out in.
Yep.
If we've gotten better pitching, we would be well over .500 right now.
I agree.
We would be well over .500. That has killed us in some games. That has really killed us. This hitting has not gotten a chance to get into a rhythm, in my opinion, because the pitching has been so bad.
Well, I think it's like the bad team syndrome. When you hit, you don't pitch. You pitch, you don't hit. That's been the Phillies so far. 215-592-9494. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract, it just goes away. It's like to get out of jail free card. You press a button. It never happened. It's almost like what was the movie Men in Black? Remember the red button?
The button.
It's just gone.
Erase your memory of the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing never happened. Would you do it?
Or you create the memory that you want. Like you say, hey, well, this happened in the little whatever they did on the Men in Black.
Change it all. I mean, it never happened. That's what I want to do here. I would undo the Trey Turner contract right now. Hugh would not. Kyle would not. Robert at Germantown is up. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, guys. Beautiful
What's going on, Robert? How you doing? Beautiful day.
It's a warm day out there today,
Robert. Lemon day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a night. Guys, what's the payroll of the Tampa Bay baseball team? What's our payroll?
I would guess Tampa Bay's probably around $90 million or so, $100 million, and this is probably – I know here it's $243.
Right. So here's my point. Most of the time, these big contracts people get, like my guys, the Yankees in the AL, Philly's my National League team, so don't shoot me. They gave a big, fat contract, $150 million, to a pitcher that's never going to pitch, probably. Mm-hmm. Rodan, right? So – Tampa Bay, I love it when I see Miami Heat with a bunch of undrafted guys in the finals and Tampa Bay leading all of baseball. I mean, forget about giving guys $300 million when they're going to be 40 years old. What's the point? Let's get a team. Let's get a bunch of guys who want to play hard, who got multiple skills, got some depth, like in Tampa Bay. I'll take Tampa Bay over the Yankees and the Phillies all day long. I'll take Oakland, Billy Ball, Yeah, you're not going to get guys hitting 60 home runs and stealing gazillions of bases. Who cares? I want to win championships. I want to get to the show.
Yeah, right? It's about it's about winning, Robert. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's not like it's about winning.
Did he say the A's?
Yeah.
Is it the A's?
Well, I think the A's back in the day. You mean the A's like the Billy Bean A's?
Yeah. They were in the playoffs a lot with the low payroll.
Oh, yeah, Moneyball.
Yeah, but the A's, aren't the A's like the professional farm team?
Yeah, they're tanking now. They're tanking now.
They sell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are a few years there, you know, that they were right in the championship with the lowest payroll. I mean, my point being, you get it, is let's go back to playing games with people who want to play, not like these wannabe billionaires. Let's get guys out there hustling, bunting, knowing fundamental stuff like Miami. I mean, I was watching the game yesterday, Joe Joseph, and was talking to a fellow today, a friend of mine, J.D. Walsh, who was a Maryland basketball player, full scholarship, and ran camps around the world for 15 years with the State Department. And we both, you know, Jokic, he was drafted 44th.
Mm-hmm.
And they read him his scouting report yesterday on the game, and it said, you're too slow, not athletic enough, can't jump, white boys from Serbia can't jump, blah, blah, blah. And you say, yeah, I agree with it. But we were talking about it today, I said, you know, he had been coaching in Europe, J.D., and he said, it's true. It's all about basketball IQ and the nuances, the fundamentals, all of which Jokic has spades over Embiid.
Robert, you're right about that. You are so right. And I hope Embiid was watching and taking notes last night. And Robert, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. The other thing, just most of these contracts and the points that Hughes brought up about Trey Turner's track record, yes, they're all real. But most of these guys that get these deals when they're 30, these contracts almost never end well. They usually start good.
Yeah.
But, like, I think we all acknowledge the end of Trey Turner is going to be bad. It's just like 40-year-old players are not usually good. But the beginning's supposed to be good.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think with the way that he trains and his work ethic and everything, that he's going to fall off, but I don't think it's going to be that tremendous. He just needs to get into a groove right now. He just needs to get comfortable. And for whatever reason, that has not happened just yet. But to your point, Joe, if to change everything and not have Trey Turner on this team, I would not do that.
Yeah, I would undo it. Hugh would not. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Phillies lose again yesterday, swept in New York. And let's have the conversation. Trey Turner's had a really, really poor start to his Phillies career. If you could undo the contract, it never happened. It's just a get-out-of-jail-free card. You press a button. The contract didn't exist. The Phillies have that money back to, you know, moving forward, spend where they want and how they want. Would you do it? I would. Hugh and Kyle would not. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. And what did Rob Thompson say about the team possibly getting a bit complacent after success last season? We'll let you hear it next right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.